Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 12th of May. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 1982 and we travel to Fatima in Portugal, where a Spanish ultra-traditional priest, José María Fernández y Cron, assaulted Pope John Paul II with a bayonet. Climbing out of the crowd in a cassock, he approached the Pope from behind and called out, "Down with the Pope, down with the Second Vatican Council." He then stabbed John Paul with a 16-inch bayonet of a Mauser rifle. The Pope was wounded but kept it a secret and appeared to bless the failed assassin. However, in a documentary that was filmed 25 years later, his private secretary, Cardinal Stanislaw Dwizich, said, when we got back to the room in the Fatima sanctuary complex, there was blood. The Pope carried on with the trip, and Cron was arrested and served several years in a Portuguese prison before being expelled from the country. During his trial, he said that he was opposed to the reforms of Vatican II and that he believed that the Pope had been in league with the Soviet Union and was a secret communist agent trying to infiltrate the Vatican. His attempt against the life of the Pope was as a sacrifice for the salvation of the Church and Spain. He said he was not crazy and did not regret the act, although he described himself as a sinner. But he said he had not committed a crime. After spending 3 years in a Lisbon prison, Fernandez was released in 1985 and deported. After his expulsion from Portugal, he went to Belgium, where he abandoned the priesthood, married a Portuguese journalist, worked as a lawyer and became a blogger. A volatile character, his provocative behaviour continued in Belgium, where he smacked a judge and handed out anti-Semitic literature in the Brussels Palace of Justice. In 1996, he was convicted of arson in the Brussels branch of a separatist Basque party. And to cap it off, later he tried to assault King Albert II of Belgium and was arrested again. At the turn of the millennium, he lived between Belgium and Spain and is reported to be an expert in art and literature of the post-Spanish Civil War. As a young man, he had trained for the priesthood with the priestly fraternity of St. Pius X in a schismatic and ultra-traditionalist seminary of Econ in Switzerland. The society had been founded in 1970 as a rejection of the Vatican Council in order to adhere to the rites and the disciplines of the Roman Church from before the Council. And for more about this, you can listen to the pod of March the 7th. Fernandez was ordained to the priesthood by the excommunicated Archbishop Marcelo Lefebvre. However, in 1979, he was expelled for having shown signs of mental instability and criticising Archbishop Lefebvre for allegedly being too weak in his opposition to the Pope. The Pope had been in Fatima, making a Thanksgiving pilgrimage because his life had been spared a year earlier in St. Peter's Square when he was shot by the assassin Mehmet Ali Agca. And you can hear about that, more about that in tomorrow's pod. John Paul, known for his Marian mysticism, was convinced that Our Lady had intervened to alter the path of the bullet. And Fatima had become an international pilgrimage site in Portugal because of the reported visions of a luminous lady to three children in the fields there between May and October 1917. This lady, who the children came to believe was the Virgin Mary, had entrusted them with three secrets. Two of the secrets were revealed in 1941 in a document written by Lucia, the oldest of the children, at the request of the Bishop of Leyra. They had predicted the events which would lead to the Second World War and requested acts of reparation, including the first Saturday devotions, along with the consecration of Russia. The third secret was put in writing and sealed in an envelope with the instructions not to be opened until 1960. The text of the third secret was officially released by Pope John Paul II in the year 2000. And this is part of the infamous, or the famous, third secret. In Lucia's own words, "We saw in an immense light that is God, something similar to how people appear in a mirror when they pass in front of it. A bishop dressed in white. We had the impression that it was the Holy Father. He passed through a big city, half in ruins and half trembling, with halting step, afflicted with pain and sorrow. And he prayed for the souls of the corpses he met on his way. Having reached the top of a mountain, on his knees at the foot of the big cross, he was killed by a group of soldiers who fired bullets and arrows at him. When it was published in the year 2000, the Vatican described the secret as a vision of the 1981 assassination attempt on Pope John Paul II in St. Peter's Square by a Turkish gunman. Others have interpreted the vision as a reference to the end of time and the apocalypse. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can, as we look at this assassination attempt on the Pope in St. Peter's Square on May the 13th, 1981. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Please subscribe and leave a comment on the blog if you have time at www.pogp.net. If you'd like to respond directly, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. And have a lovely day wherever you are. And thanks for listening.